B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss music station.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 to hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
That noise you hear isn't thunder. That's just us setting up our microphones. We have the noisiest microphones in the business.
We really do.
Things creak.
Your microphone fell one time. Like, yeah. You went to move it. It just fell off its holder.
We got some less than... We need WD-40 and,
we need WD-90.
And duct tape to fix it.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday show. It is October 24th.
I can't believe it's Thursday already.
Right? I know. And if you heard the start of yesterday's show, we apologize. We were live from the McDonald's. We had some technical issues, and we guarantee... Oh, what did I say? McDonald's?
That's because we were just talking about Roy's thing.
Yep. What are you doing at McDonald's?
We're broadcasting live.
Oh, nice. We did Dunkin', now McDonald's. Anyway, yeah, thank you, Dunkin', for having us out there. And we apologize for the technical difficulties that you heard early yesterday. We promise there will not be any technical difficulties.
That's probably what we sounded like. Yeah.
They fixed it.
Yeah, we did. So I'll go first in our day in 30 seconds because it was hilarious. We had like a show meeting at my house yesterday, so everybody came out to Waxaw so that we could sit and discuss things that were going on in the future for the Mani, Roy, and Loren show. And I have this little guy because we have a bunch of kids in our neighborhood. It's a green guy that says caution, like kids at play, with a giant orange flag. He's bright green. You can't miss him.
The goal is for people to see him and to slow down and be careful.
Right. Avoid that thing at all times. Loren ran it over.
Here's the problem. You told me to park in front of it, and that guy's stick, his little flag is so long that it hit my car as I was pulling in front of him.
I looked. It's not in the roadway. It's not.
No, it was on the grass.
She went into the grass and hit the thing.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I inspected it.
I did not hit the grass.
You did.
He was in the grass, but his stick was over the street.
I checked.
Me too. Oh, no. I had to set him back up.
I couldn't get a picture fast enough because Loren set him back up right away. I said, Loren, that's supposed to make you avoid hitting kids. What if there was a child sitting there?
There? I told you I didn't want to park there.
Well, my mother-in-law was there and she was leaving. You couldn't park in the driveway. I'm sorry. But anyway, I thought that was funny. What about you, bud?
Well, kind of to carry on to that whole incident, you went to Target to get some boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in my car, and I feel something on my arm, and I kind of brush it off. The boxes had bugs on them.
Ew.
Yes.
What kind of bugs?
Small. I don't even know. Like, smaller than an ant.
Like a mite?
Maybe. Spider, I don't know.
Baby spiders? I don't know.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Maybe you got them out of the dumpster, didn't you?
Well, it was a cardboard. It wasn't a dumpster. It was like a cardboard recycling container.
Well, it freaked me out. So all the boxes are gone now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, I tried to be nice because I knew you were moving, so yes. I got boxes for you.
Thank you. It was like four bugs like on this one box, and I was like, oh, God.
Ugh. What about you, Loren?
We had a little play date with about 20. Probably 8 kids in the neighborhood yesterday.
Oh.
We did a little pumpkin painting.
Nice.
Afternoon at the park, and it was really cute.
That sounds like a lot of kids.
A lot of kids, but the park was so big, and we were the only ones there.
Okay, so it's not that
like,
bad.
They were all just kind of running around. And the moms all got to, like, you know, sit around, talk, and drink Trulies.
Did you get along with everyone?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
See if there's beef between her and the neighbors.
I know. I was like, what was that?
Because, like, Loren immediately be like, yeah, I get, well, you know.
Everyone was great. Everyone was awesome.
You know, my sister substitute teached for the first time yesterday.
Oh, really?
For, like 4-year-olds. And she's like, it was total hell. It was just
mass chaos.
Yeah, putting out fires every minute. She's like, I can never do it.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Just madness.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, we got a ton to do today. We're going to give you the Gravediggers Ball tickets coming up at 6:50 this morning, plus your shot to hang with the star of the Gravediggers Ball, Diplo, backstage. You can ask him about doing video of the Jonas Brothers and hacking their Insta when you go backstage to hang with Diplo. We'll do that like around 6:50 this morning. But up next, though, a man in Pennsylvania bought an iPhone, but he used a fake bill. And the fake denomination he used is unbelievable. I don't even know how it passed. But I guess he tried to do it. We'll tell you about that coming up after Shade. This is Trampoline. So a guy in Pennsylvania tries to pass a bill in a denomination, Loren, that's not even believable.
Okay.
It's police in Pennsylvania say they're looking for someone who bought a used cell phone with a fake $1 million bill.
And who accepts a $1 million bill? And how do you give change for a $1 million bill?
Well, Scranton police say Alexis Brown agreed to sell her used iPhone 6S for $100 to a buyer she met online. When the two met, the buyer handed Brown a roll of bills. She gave him the phone and then walked away. The newspaper reports that the roll contained two $1 bills, a $10 bill, and a phony $1 million bill.
Do you think he knew it was fake?
Of course.
Yeah, right?
Like, yeah, that's okay. Why he put the other ones in there to...
Yeah, spruce it up.
Yeah.
Things actually got worse. Before he left, she noticed the $1 million bill, and she tried to grab the phone, but he ran off.
Of course.
Brown says the buyer is between 16 and 20 years old.
Why is it always my home state?
It really
is. Or Pennsylvania. I mean, I can't win. Y'all want to know why I'm nuts.
You bookend the two nuttiest states.
Seriously.
Hi, producer Nicole. Good morning.
Hi.
Good to see you here today.
Yeah.
After a late night, tell everyone what you did last night real quick.
I went to the Hornets game.
Yeah, the Hornets. Night. They got a big win.
Oh.
Opening night.
I know. It was a good win because we were down by 10 with maybe like 7 minutes left. And it wasn't looking too good. And then all of a sudden, around the 3-minute mark, we got tied. And I was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah. Yeah, our friend Cody Zeller played well. PJ Washington, a rookie, broke a record for most threes hit by a rookie in an
awesome.
Opening game.
I will say they're doing a new thing where if the Hornets get 9 blocks, you get a free, like, Chick-fil-A nugget. And I don't think they got 9 blocks.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we do a thing, too, where if we screw up 9 times on the radio, you could score something.
Okay, well, what's my prize?
Our jobs. Yeah. You can score our jobs if we screw up 9 times.
I know. We do 9 times an hour, please.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
We've got our first look at Hollywood gossip. What's going on in the world of Hollywood, Loren? What are you seeing this morning?
Yeah, we talked about this late in the show yesterday, but Selena Gomez dropped a new song that is clearly about Justin Bieber, and... did Hailey Baldwin Bieber really retaliate? And it was aggressive. I'll give you all the details coming up in 3 minutes.
No, 10.
10?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
10
11.
Minutes. Oh, yeah. You know.
Listen.
It's early.
Mistake number one.
Hey.
We're on our way to free Chick-fil-A, people.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
With the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So we are working feverishly behind the scenes here for a change, to be honest with you.
Wow.
No, we actually do put work into the MRL Morning Show, and we are working for next week's Freak Week. Halloween is next Thursday, so we're going to do the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show Freak Week. We have so many exciting things planned for you.
Some gross things, some scary things, some paranormal things.
We're super excited about this paranormal thing. Yesterday we posted on Twitter if anyone had a haunted house or a house that they think has some entities in it to hit us. And she doesn't want us to use her name on the air. In fact, she said if we bring her on the air, she wants to use a voice disguiser because there's a whole thing. Her house was passed down from generations, so she doesn't pay mortgage on it because the house is basically given to her. And because of that, her family, her actual family, brothers, parents, are very protective of the house. And they don't like to hear that it's haunted, you know? So she says that the guest bedroom is where her meemaw,
Yeah, something like that.
Great Meemaw gave birth and died during birth, and she swears that like lights go on and off in that room. She won't even go in there anymore.
We have to get her on the show to talk more about this.
We will. We will. We'll have her on tomorrow. But okay. Roy, you've ordered the Ouija board off of Amazon so we could take it to the house?
I sure did. 20 bucks.
Y'all, we're not even lying. That's the plan. We're going to take the Ouija board. We normally work with CAPS, but this year, the Charlotte Area Paranormal Society, but this year we've decided to just do our own investigation with the Ouija board.
Which is probably even a worse idea.
Right.
Nothing scientific about
no.
it.
That's true.
We're taking a Ouija board. I bet if Tina at CAPS heard that we were taking a Ouija board into a haunted house, she'd laugh at us.
She has all this technology. And
science, stuff that proves stuff. And we're like, who's moving it? Who's moving the thing?
All right, so we'll have that starting for you Monday morning. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, y'all. We've got so much happening. Freak Week starts Monday morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So yesterday we told you that Selena Gomez dropped a new song, and it was called Lose You to Love Me. Now, there were whispers prior to the song coming out that it was going to be about Justin Bieber. And when you listen to the lyrics, it definitely sounds like it is 1,000% about Bieber. Well, after that happened, after she dropped that song, Hailey Baldwin Bieber, this broke late in the show yesterday, posted her like a screenshot of a song that she was listening to on Instagram and posted it on her Insta stories. And the song was called I'll Kill You. Well, she posted this not long after Selena Gomez's song came out. And the song that she was listening to is about a woman coming between another woman and her man.
Ooh.
So fans were quick to think that this was a jab at Selena.
They call it clapping back.
Yeah. But Hailey Baldwin Bieber says that that's not the case, that you guys are making things up. And she tried to end the speculation quickly with saying, please stop with the nonsense.
Here's
this
a little bit
BS.
Of Lose You to Love Me. We played this late in the show yesterday after it dropped.
We'd always go into it blindly. I needed to lose you to find me. This dancer was killing me softly.
Okay. There's a bunch of Bieber references in it, but she also says you replaced me in 2 months, referring to Hailey and, you know, other things.
There's a lot of people out there that believe Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber were the better couple.
I don't think so.
I saw it on social media.
I know, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I like Bieber and Hailey together, actually. I think Selena's too good of a girl for Bieber, and that's not a jab at Hailey. I just think Hailey handles things differently than Selena does.
Sure.
Yeah. So Pete Davidson, I don't know how he is pulling these chicks, but holy cow, he was seen out in New York City, and there are rumors that he is dating Cindy Crawford's daughter, who is flipping gorgeous.
Better looking than Christian McCaffrey's model girlfriend that he's dating?
It's a toss-up. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. Cindy Crawford's daughter, I think, is, like, significantly younger than Olivia Coppo. But, both gorgeous.
I love that you know
gorgeous
her name.
Ladies. Well, she was a Miss Universe, and you know I'm a pageant girl, so. And DJ Khaled is teaching classes now. He was a stand-in, rather, at Florida International University. And when the kids saw him walk through the room, they were crazy excited and immediately started cheering and taking photos. I'm sure nothing got done.
Instead of a late bell, DJ Khaled just plays the rap horn.
That'd be awesome. I'd be so hyped to learn.
You late!
Right? You know what's funny? It was Florida International University's Chaplin School of Hospitality and Tourism Management. I'm like, what? That's the class he's teaching?
Yeah, he knows all about hospitality and tourism.
Okay.
Just yell out your name.
That's your dirty.
Thanks, Loren. We kind of been following this for a little while. It's called Date My Mom. 3 weeks ago, Shelly called in trying to find love for her mom, who doesn't like doing the dating apps. And we set the mom, Sally, up with two different guys, kind of a white-collar guy and a blue-collar guy. Well, Shelly's on hold and says we have an exciting update. We're going to follow along and see what's going on in Sally's life and get the update.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get.
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
How long has it been since we heard from Shelly?
I say 3 weeks ago, she DM'd us and said, my mom isn't into dating apps. She's been dating online and had no luck. Like, do you guys have any ideas?
We literally turned this radio station into an audio form of Tinder.
We did.
And it was so funny because I remember it was Shelly looking for her mom, Sally. And then do you remember we took calls from other people who were trying to hook up their parents?
Mm-hmm.
It became like a date my parent day.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty funny. But we got an update, though, you guys. And when you get a loving update, Loren, you got to play the loving music theme.
Of course you do.
Doesn't this just make you romantic? Feeling romantic?
Yeah. All right, Shelly, welcome back to the Mandy Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hi, thank you.
So there's been dates between your mom and Robert and Steve.
There have, yes.
And it's funny because Robert's like the white collar finance guy with the house up on Lake Norman, and Steve's a construction guy with the tailgate and the Panthers tickets. It's really funny how it kind of panned out that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After going on dates with both guys, is there love? Has there been something growing? Is there going to be more dates? Is there anything new?
I think good things are going to happen. So she went out with both of them. She liked Robert, the finance guy. She liked him. He was, you know, a nice guy or whatever. But then she went out with Steve, and she really liked him. They totally clicked. They went out to dinner, and then it ended up being, like, you know, one of those four-hour dinners where they just couldn't stop talking.
Oh, those are great dates.
Yeah, so she's really happy, and she's going to definitely go out with Steve again.
Wonder what Robert did. Robert screw up or something, you know? That's what I'm wondering.
I don't think so. Sometimes you just have, like, a better connection with one person over the other.
Yeah.
Shelly, what did Robert do for the date?
Robert decided to cook for her at his house.
Okay.
Which, you know, I mean, he apparently is a really good cook, but Mom was a little, you know, nervous about that. Like, she had never met him before, and she was going over to his house. But, I mean, it was fine.
That's a gutsy first date.
Yeah,
that was kind of hard for her.
But not bad. He lives on Lake Norman, so he's probably got the views of the lake.
Here's the thing, though. Is he trying to show off?
Probably. Who cares? Yes.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, you also don't want somebody who's, like, you know, trying to flex and, like, hold that over your head either.
Okay.
Like, oh, you should date me because I have all this.
No, but
like,
if you have it, you might as well say, hey, look, this is my home, and you're welcome to come in if things work with us.
I know. That's just a very intimate date, and, like, I kind of feel like when you go to the house, like, I don't know, it's a little more intimate. Like, maybe somebody.
And this was the first date?
Yep.
Yeah, that's too much. You can't go to someone's house.
Were you nearby in case Mom needed you?
In a van?
I was definitely by my phone the whole time.
Yeah.
And she did give me the address and, like, took a picture.
Good.
Yeah.
When she got smart. There. Okay. All right. So it sounds like Steve is the winner of Date My Mom. Sally and Steve, we'll see how long they stay together. If there's a wedding, we want to be invited, and we want to be at table one, quite honestly.
Will do.
All right. Thanks so much for coming on and being part of our show with us, Shelly.
Thank y'all. This was great.
Thank you, Shelly. Can you imagine, though, like, we go to the wedding, and, like, Shelly's like, my mom wants you to speak.
Mm.
Like you guys were the ones that, you know, facilitated this. Tim and Sally, what can we say? True love is hard to find.
Yeah, what can we say? Not much, because we don't know them. However,
we have a better relationship with your daughter, Shelly. I remember, you know, speaking of first dates, I took Amanda to the Melting Pot on the first date without even thinking about the ramifications.
Yeah, that's a long date.
It is. If you go to the Melting Pot, it's like a minimum 2.5 hours based on how long it takes your food to heat up. And then it's just built, the whole experience of the Melting Pot, which is like a fondue place, is built on being there for a while.
Yeah, but you have no issues talking, so you can just yapper, 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 yapper.
That's true, but that doesn't always work in one's favor, Roy.
That's true, too.
And I didn't even really think about it. Amanda was the one that was like, yo, that was gutsy.
Yeah, you could have shot yourself in the foot there.
Yeah, I probably did. I don't know how I didn't, quite honestly. The one thing I do know, I was doing morning radio, and this was in Memphis. I was working at a station in Memphis, and I was like, hey, can we get together at like 6:30? She goes, I work till 8:30.
Like, you had to stay out that late for the dinner?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I made it home till like midnight, but I was strong. You know, I was almost half asleep at 11:15 while we're getting our dessert. She's like, are you okay? I'm like,
I don't think I'd be with Sterling if he couldn't have made the time.
Still to come.
That's funny. Let's play a fun game. We have Gravedigger's Ball tickets. Which, by the way, this also includes meet and greets, so you can meet Diplo behind the stage. So Gravedigger's Ball tickets, let's play Price is Right. We got four items, and you got to guess the price. 704-570-9595. Call number 9. You get to play Price is Right.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Time to play The Price is Right. Now, it's very simple. We're going to give you items to guess. You cannot guess over that amount. Let's bring in...
Hi, who's caller number 9?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. What's your name?
Yes.
What is it?
Oh, Static. Horrible.
What?
Hello? Oh, the static was bad.
Oh.
Who is this?
Jonathan.
Jonathan. Well, you have Gravedigger's Ball tickets and Diplo meet and greets up on the line here. We're going to play Price is Right, all right? And would you try to guess these prices?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Prices.
It's horrible.
But you can't hear us? Is that what you're saying? Why can't he
hear
us?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hold on a second.
Is he hearing the music?
No, he's not. He shouldn't be hearing the music.
He's hearing static, he
said. I can hear y'all good now.
Now you can.
All right,
there we go. The wireless was in offline, which doesn't mean anything to you, but everything to us, and there's no reason why that should happen. Back to you, Roy.
Okay, here we go. Guess the price of a gallon of milk. Now, this is whole fat milk.
Yeah.
Guess the price of the gallon. By the way, don't worry. We have 4 items. You just got to get 2 out of the 4.
Honestly, like I'm hoping Jonathan can hear us at this point.
I know.
Like 239?
$239.
The correct answer is $327.
Hey, he didn't go over.
No, nope.
He didn't go over.
So that counts as 1.
Okay.
Nice.
Yankee Candle Spiced Pumpkin Large Jar Candle.
Yankee Candle Spiced Pumpkin Large Candle.
Yep.
Those are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Like $25.
All right. Jonathan says 25. The correct answer is $16.88.
Oh. A little too high there.
Mm. That's unfortunate. All right. You got 2 more shots to get it, okay?
All right. Let's try some things that you probably buy, Jonathan. A Sara Lee Honey Wheat Bread Loaf. A loaf of bread. How much money do you think that is?
Honey Wheat Bread Loaf.
Uh-huh.
$1.87.
$1.87. The correct answer is $2.68.
Hey, he got it.
There you go.
All right, last but not least, let's do this one for fun, Jonathan, even though you get 2 out of the 4, right? A 2018 Honda Accord LX.
Mm.
Like
18,000. That's pretty low.
I would say
ours like 20.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we're playing The Price is Right and I'm in the crowd, I'm going to yell out to you like 22.
Because you want to get close, but you don't want to go over.
Right.
Yeah.
22.
There's so many Hondas out there. It's quite a few of them.
All right.
The correct answer was, Jonathan, $24,640. $24,640. So don't worry. You still win. You got Gravedigger's Ball tickets and meet and greet passes, so you can meet Diplo this Saturday.
Oh, thank you.
Who are you going to take with you, Jonathan?
My wife. She's been trying to go.
Oh, awesome.
You're about husband to be, of the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your couple's costume?
She wanted to go as Red Riding Hood.
Oh,
little Red Riding Hood. Will you be her big bad wolf?
Yes, I will.
No, I'm going to be Granny.
Make sure you come by and say hi to us, okay, Jonathan?
Will do.
All right, thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
You. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Got another pair of tickets for you tomorrow at 8:35. You can win your way in with a little game called Taser Trivia. And don't worry, you won't be getting the tase. We will. We'll give you more details tomorrow at 8:35. Also, you can buy tickets right now at kiss951.com to go to Saturday night's Grave Diggers Ball. So did you ever take the person you're dating now to the spot where you used to go with your ex? Or did you ever do anything with the person you're dating now that was big with your ex? Like, maybe there was a movie that was you and your ex's thing, and now you're watching it with the new person. The reason why we're asking this is because Amanda called in earlier this week. If you didn't hear it, we got to play the call for you. She used her ex to help out with the new guy, and the ex has no idea that he helped her. You got to hear this phone call coming up in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere, y'all.
KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Do you take the new person to your ex's spot? That's what we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595.
You know, you get comfortable. You get in little areas where you know you like certain restaurants, and Robert's on hold, and he says he takes all the women he dates to one restaurant, and he's afraid that the servers know this.
Are catching on.
We'll talk to Robert in a second. But listen to this call we got earlier in the week from Amanda, you guys, where the ex was helping her with the new guy and didn't even know.
So when I was in college, my ex-boyfriend and I had just broken up like maybe a month ago, but we still, you know, we're at the same school, so we still hung out. We're very cordial. And he was Cajun, and he had this great family recipe for gumbo and potato salad. And I had met a new guy who was planning to come spend the weekend with me at school. And so I wanted to impress, of course. So I asked my ex-boyfriend if he would come over, and we'd make gumbo together. So I had him do the whole deal. And then my new guy came over on Friday, and I was able to pull the whole thing off, and now we're engaged.
Wow.
Does he know that your ex-boyfriend actually made that gumbo?
He knows now.
Did your ex know that he was doing it for the new man?
No, absolutely not.
Did he ever find out?
I don't think so. No.
That is a slick move, Amanda.
I love that.
What is it that you're doing with the new guy that you used to do with the ex? Is there a specific movie that you guys like to watch? Is there a piece of clothing that you wear that belongs to your ex? Amanda did that. Amanda wore a very comfortable t-shirt that was her ex's. Yeah, I mean, she told me I'm okay with it. I don't care, but I think it's just funny.
704-570-9595, Robert and Charlotte. You are on with the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, man, we're doing really well. So you were one of our texters, and you told us this crazy story, and we had to call you. Tell us what happened.
Well, I'm currently with my wife now, but when I was in the dating scene and I was dating a couple different girls and stuff, I would always seem to go to the same Cheesecake Factory restaurant. I like that restaurant, and, you know, I was always wondering if I'd get the same server and then blow up my spot and be like, weren't you just here, you know, last week with a different girl? luckily, I haven't ran into that, but I probably took about 8 different people to the same restaurant. Wow. So, I mean, I felt like it was almost bound to happen, and luckily it never did happen to where they recognized.
This is funny to me because my husband used to do this.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So I texted him just now. And he used to take people to sushi because he said you knew a lot about a person from like what they ordered and how they ate.
Did you find that too, Robert? At the Cheesecake Factory?
What about the same kind of food?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I like how Dallas has a formula, Roy, where it's like you could tell a lot about a person with what they eat. So it's like, you know, the Cheesecake Factory menu inside and out.
Yeah, but there's like 100 items. It's like damn book when like you order at the Cheesecake Factory.
If she gets dessert, I'm scoring.
The reason why I picked the Cheesecake Factory was more of I felt there was a open selection and it was a little more elegant. You know, the low lighting, it wasn't like TGI Fridays or Applebee's where it's, you know, a $15 meal, you know.
There you go.
Like it was a little more elegant type thing, so.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Okay, so Dal.
Okay, so he used to take all the girls that he dated to this sushi restaurant called Tamarind in Florida. And he wanted to, like, obviously he would judge them based on, like, what they ate, how they ate it. Well, I just texted him and I was like, hey, remember how you told me you used to take chicks for sushi? Well, how many chicks do you think you actually took? Real number. He said, 12. I was like, oh my God, Dallas. He's like, but zero after you, honey.
yeah, zero after you. Did you go there?
That's a trick question.
He took you there?
Yeah.
I wonder what he's looking for, because what's the big deal in the way you eat sushi because and what you order?
He said, first of all, like, if you're like not super adventurous, then you'd order like a vegetarian roll, or if you ordered a hand roll versus like using chopsticks. If you were a biter, like
that never would have worked.
If you couldn't like if you bit the roll in half versus like
eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Dallas is forming, and you passed?
I guess so.
I've gone to sushi with you before. It ain't pretty.
But that's, I guess he's like, I didn't want somebody who was like super dainty, but like still kind of elegant. You know? I'm like, thanks. I guess I fit the role.
Loren snorted wasabi.
Yeah, demolished octopus sushi. So adventurous. Right, this is Ryan in Gastonia. Welcome to the Maney Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well, Ryan. What's going on, man? What do you do with the new person that you used to do with the ex?
So, actually, got a funny story. Had an ex-girlfriend. She had really good taste in lingerie, and you know, she was really into some pretty freaky things in the bedroom. Not going to get into details there.
Yeah, that's good. 7:10 in the morning.
Long story short, had her took her to a lingerie shop to pick up some new lingerie for my current girlfriend.
I think I got caught up on the whole she's into stuff in the bedroom, and then I
Ryan took his ex-girlfriend to shop for lingerie for the new girl.
Oh. And how did you get her to commit to that?
So she was still under the impression that we were going to be back together and everything. That was never going to happen.
Mm.
So, but did you make sure that the two women were close in size?
Oh, yeah. They were just about identical.
Okay.
He's like, oh, yeah, I have a type.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I got the size.
And then we went to sushi after that.
Exactly.
Thanks, Ryan. Still to come. Somebody texted in and said that his ex and he would go to the Renaissance Festival all the time. She totally loved it. Now he takes New Bay to the Renaissance Festival, and she totally loves it.
Mm. I wonder if they run into each other there.
Well, they wouldn't know they were in costume. I don't know.
You can still tell. Awkward. All right, there's an A-list celebrity who is looking for love, but not the old-fashioned way. He's now on a dating app. I'll tell you who it is and what he's looking for coming up in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Lizzo, she has been accused of plagiarism. And we told you this a couple weeks ago that there was a man who was suing her because he said that he wrote the line, the DNA test line in Truth Hurts. Well, she is now suing him in retaliation, saying that you did not help me with this song.
Take that.
I'm not playing. Take that. Lizzo's not messing around.
All right. Maybe I'll sue someone. I'll just join in.
Say something bad about me. I dare you. I got an attorney on
defamation ready character.
Dial.
Got it. So there's an A-list celebrity who has been flirting around on a dating app.
Boy or girl?
Guy.
Liam.
No. Oh, man.
Liam Hemsworth.
Give me one more clue. Recently divorced?
Not recently, but is divorced. Has kids.
Benjamin J. Affleck.
You are so correct.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah. Is his middle name Jay?
I don't know. Okay. I just felt like saying that.
yes, he has been flirting around on a couple dating apps. primarily the one that gears towards it's like celebrity friendly.
Yeah.
But he's not trying to date a celebrity either.
Yeah, well, Eric Stone Street uses that when Cam from Modern Family is straight, by the way, plays a gay character on Modern Family. He says that he goes on that dating app all the time when he goes to different cities.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's like a celebrity dating app where like the people that have to qualify for it to date the celebrities have to go through some vetting process.
Yeah, there is. But I've seen the app firsthand. And there's like photographers on there too.
Who did you see it with?
I don't want to tell you.
I want to know. Roy Brown.
I can't explain more.
You better write it on a piece of paper and pass it over here.
Okay. So that you could tell me on the radio and everyone else, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, Ben is looking for something serious now. He said he's done with these like little play dates. He wants to be in love again. Mariah Carey, her All I Want for Christmas Is You is already climbing the charts. Like, people are into Christmas already, and we haven't even surpassed Halloween.
Well, you know, K104.7, is our sister station, is the holiday station.
Right, but they don't flip until...
Right, so we beat them to it, because every year on November 1st, we play a Christmas song.
That
it's
is
become
true.
A tradition.
And yeah. that's usually when it's normal to see these holiday songs start climbing, not as early as October 24th.
I'm still listening to the Halloween soundtracks, okay?
Yeah. And American Horror Story star Evan Peters has been linked to Halsey lately. I guess they were at Six Flags together, and they were spotted again out in California at Sweet Butter having a meal. Of course, photographers caught Evan with his arm around her and Halsey caressing his face. So we're pretty sure that this romance is heating up. And Kevin Hart is back in the courtroom. Now, he was sued by his former business partner, and he was ordered to hand over $701,000 to the company that was supposed to be unpaid commissions. Well, now that company is saying that was improperly calculated, and they were looking at upwards of $1 million. Don't get too greedy, okay? You already got a settlement. but no, the judge denied the request to reopen the case, and they are appealing once again. That is your dirty for now.
Can't beat Loren.
Yeah.
How many wins do you have? 10?
She has...
Not a lot.
10.
Yeah, call.
Straight 10.
Mm. Give us a call right now. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take Loren down.
I think Christmas is in the air, Loren.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa on KISS 95.1.
Hey, Lacey. Welcome to the Meanie, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
All right, yeah, the studio, Loren.
All business, Lacey. All right, I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. She's walking out, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
No, Selena Gomez is dropping songs like crazy about Justin Bieber and his new wife. Just posted a very cryptic Instagram story that has us all thinking it's related to clapping back at Selena. Who would that be? Who is the Biebs now wife?
Haley Baldwin Bieber.
Lamar Odom stated in an interview that dating Taraji P. Henson was the best adult relationship that he ever had. Which Kardashian was he married to?
Khloe.
Evan Peters and Halsey are fueling even more dating rumors. You know Halsey because of her music, but you might know Evan Peters from his acting on American Horror Story, which airs on what network?
FX.
Question 4. Coldplay is releasing a new album in November and ran a classified ad in a Wales newspaper listing all the tracks. Who is the band's frontman?
I don't know that one.
Question 5. Louis Tomlinson and Liam Payne both have solo debut albums being released later this year. What boy band were they members of?
One Direction.
Okay. Come on in, Loren.
It's going to be a tough battle, Loren. Our friend Lacey, she got 4 correct.
Okay.
All right, let's see how Loren does. Lacey playing for everyone out there in Pineville. Selena Gomez dropped another song about Justin Bieber and his now wife posting a very... And his now wife posted a very cryptic Instagram story that has us all thinking it's related to her clapping back at Selena.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that wife? Who is she?
Hailey Bieber.
1-1.
Lamar Odom stated in an interview that dating Taraji P. Henson was the best adult relationship that he ever had. What Kardashian was he married to?
Khloe.
2-2.
Evan Peters and Halsey are fueling even more dating rumors. You know Halsey because of her music we play here on KISS, but you might know Evan Peters from his acting on American Horror Story, which airs on what network?
FX.
3-3.
Coldplay is releasing a new album in November and ran a classified ad in a Wales newspaper listing all the tracks. Who is the band's frontman?
Chris Martin.
Good job. That's correct. Lacey did not know that one. 4-3.
That one gets me sometimes. I can't always remember his name.
Louis Tomlinson and Liam Payne both have solo debut albums being released this year. What boy band were they once members of?
One Direction.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. Loren, you got 11 wins.
Lacey, what was it? The American Horror Story that got you?
Chris Martin.
Oh, Chris Martin. All right. Well, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today?
What's
Thanks
for playing, Lacey.
Our phone cut out.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Listen, Lacey's got to stick around because we got a brand new War of the Roses between David and Sophie. Now, this is a married couple, and we typically don't do marriages. But Sophie got a hotel room, and it wasn't for David. Who was it for? The answer will shock you in a brand new War of the Roses in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
David's on the phone for War of the Roses. David, we hate to do marriages, but you sent us a message saying that you think your wife, Sophie, is cheating on you.
We've been married for 5 months, but we've dated for 4 years, so like we've been together for a long time, and she left her email open, and I saw a receipt for a hotel room, and I definitely didn't stay at this hotel.
Okay. Did you ask her about it?
I didn't ask her about it so much as, I found out that she did. She said she was with a friend that night, but she didn't tell me that she got a hotel. So that's what is also making me feel like this is sketchy. Like her friend recently went through a breakup, and so she said she was, you know, with her that night to console her.
Well, now hang on here. If someone's broken up and they don't have any place to go, maybe you would buy a hotel room for them.
No, actually, Sophie told me very specifically that she was going over to her friend's house, and there was no mention of a hotel. And I know that if there was a hotel, like if she was going to a hotel with her friend, she would tell me. Like, there's no reason for her not to tell me. Plus, I have those reward points, so like I would totally freak out if she didn't ask me that. So she would definitely tell me.
Okay.
All right. We'll call Sophie up. Are you sure you want to know? I mean,
this is a marriage. It's different.
Yeah, I know.
Dating for 4 years, married for 5 months, and did she get a hotel room to cheat on David? Are you ready to find out?
Not really, but I gotta be.
Well, we need a yes from you to continue legally okay. If you want to do it.
All right. Yes.
Okay. Let's dial her up, Roy.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Sophie, please.
This is Sophie.
Good morning. My name is Lindsay. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and I have your phone number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. We are giving away a date night for two, and we just ask that in return you tell somebody about our services. We're a brand new company.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's so nice. Great.
Okay, I just need a name of the person that you would like to share this romantic evening with, and then we'll call them next and let them know that you are sharing their package on their behalf.
Okay, I would like to have a romantic date with my husband, David.
Okay, that's very sweet. Probably nice for you guys to get out of the house together. And yes. What would you like us to tell David when we call him next?
Oh, surprise. We're going on a nice date, honey.
All right.
Sophie. Hey, I guess I better just say it because I don't know what's going on, but are you cheating on me?
David, what? Oh, my God. Are you insane?
That's David. This is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show's War of the Roses. You are right to be hesitant because David thinks he's being cheated on Sophie. Tell her why, David.
What?
I saw your email open, and I noticed the receipt for the hotel. I wasn't snooping. I wasn't trying to get in your business, but it was just left open. And you told me you were going specifically to the place to help her through the breakup, but there's a receipt for a hotel. I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, wow. Okay, David. And I just wanted to pamper ourselves. That's it. We got a hotel.
So why do you?
So she could get out of her. So she'd get out of her house. She like hadn't left her house. And
yeah. Well, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Why would you not tell me you were getting a hotel with her? Like, why would I care about that?
Because you're the stingiest damn mofo that I know. I mean, I'm sorry. I did not. I had no idea that you would freak out like this. I just didn't tell you because I thought you would be mad at me because we've been trying to save money. And I mean, here we are on the damn radio, so I wasn't wrong.
Well, he did mention earlier before we called you that he has reward points that you didn't use.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, yeah, David, God bless. who the hell do you even think I would be cheating with?
That's a good question, David. Is there anyone who you think that she might be cheating with if there was someone?
I mean, maybe Paul?
Wow. Ew, David. That's disgusting. No.
Who's Paul?
Paul is this coworker who's not attractive in any way. He's just keeps making passes. But that's about it.
Okay.
Definitely not.
All right, well,
not.
A war that ended good.
Yes,
I
right.
like this.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So the War of the Roses that just went down between David and Sophie. David was concerned because his wife, Sophie, they've been dating for 4 years, married for 5 months, and a couple weeks ago, he found a receipt on her computer, and it was a receipt for a hotel locally here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And he said, well, you know, I didn't go to the hotel with her that night. She was supposed to be at a friend's house. Did she lie to me about going to the friend's house to get the hotel room for like
a little rendezvous with someone?
Okay. Well, turns out, no. Sophie took her friend. And I think everybody believes Sophie.
Yeah.
If you missed the war, you can go listen to it on our podcast. That should be up just after 10 a.m. this morning. But we've done this before. And the calls range from hilarious to like, maybe you were lied to. But the question we want you guys to get in and talk to us about is when you thought they were cheating, but they were actually doing what?
704-570-9595. See, Sophie hid the hotel room because David was really, really tight with money.
And he had points.
And he had points. And she just didn't want to hear the gripe of spending money. Which, let me tell you something. If that's you in your relationship and you're really tight about money, your significant other has a hidden account that you don't know about. just want you to know, if you're really stingy on the cash, there's money hiding.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Ring the bell, Loren.
Just letting you know.
Answer this question, you guys. Get on the phones. We'd love to talk to you. We love talking to you guys. You thought they were cheating, but you found out they were actually doing what? And you believe them because they weren't cheating. 704-570-9595. Text messages are coming in. A lot of people think that there was a moment. This is more than one person said this. But here, 704 said when he said Paul as the person who she might be cheating with, Sophie gave a Loren type laugh. Listen to this.
I mean, maybe Paul.
Wow, ew, David, that's disgusting. No.
Let's really? Try it with the Loren laugh. You ready, Roy? Hold on. All right, here we go.
I mean, maybe Paul.
How did it happen?
I don't see the laugh.
Oh. It's because it's not on there. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
I mean, maybe Paul.
Wow. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Hers is a little higher.
Did you guys ever think that you were being cheated on and you found out that it wasn't? I mean, I feel like the two of you over there have conversations like, well, Sterling says he's working.
I'm pretty believable. Like Sterling works till like midnight, you know, goes on all these trips. You know, if he is cheating, it could be plausible, but I'm way too sipping the belief that it's work.
704-570-9595. You thought they were cheating, but you found out they were actually doing what?
All right, this is Caroline in Charlotte. Welcome to the Main Everyone the Right Morning Show.
Hey, guys. So one time I was hanging out at my partner's house, and I found what I thought was a wrapper. I saw it reflecting in the light. So when I went to grab it and confront them, I turned on the light and realized it was a candy bar wrapper.
She found a wrapper. We were trying to understand what type of wrapper and
for safety precautions when you're moving furniture. Yes. Gotcha.
Yes.
You thought a candy wrapper.
Yeah. What kind of candy was it?
A Three Musketeers bar, but it was fun size, so I had the proportions right.
Great line, Caroline. Thank you.
We got a text from 704 that says, my boyfriend thought I was cheating and I was rescuing dogs. I volunteer with a rescue.
704 texted in and said they weren't cheating. They were taking cooking classes.
I remember my buddy Randy would always tell me the story. He had dated a really controlling girlfriend, and he knows everyone. At one point, he ran for city council. He knows everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, every time he goes to the Wally World, it's a meet and greet for him. He's running into everyone. And so he went, what should have been like a 30-minute trip, took him like 2.5 hours. And she for sure thought he was cheating and would always yell at him over it. And he's like, I don't know what to tell you. I talk to people. I have a good time. I take it slow.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, that's what it is. What it is.
Yeah.
828 just texted in and said, I found jewelry in my husband's car. It turns out it was his mother's.
Yeah. You know, these are things that we hear on War of the Roses, too, and you don't always believe all of them. How about this one from 864 that said, when I first started dating my husband, I wanted to become Instagram famous. So I downloaded a Like for Like app where I had to like people's pictures so they would like mine back. My husband saw all the likes on strange men's accounts and thought that's who I was talking to. A bunch of men. When I was really just trying to become Insta-famous and grab some likes.
That's pretty funny.
Hilarious.
All right, Lorraine's got the dirty on the 30 coming up. Celebrity gossip.
2 days in a row, Selena Gomez dropped new songs that is very telling to her relationship with Justin Bieber. It's coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
95.1. This is the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. Erica texted in. We got her on the phone. Erica, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. You got your husband's phone because you saw he was texting someone?
So my husband left his phone at work or at the house one day, and I was going through it because. And I saw the name Cupcake, and so I got real mad, and I don't like arguments, but for some reason that day I just called, and I was expecting a girl, and I had this whole speech, and then the guy answered, and I was kind of speechless because I wasn't expecting a guy. Long story short, that's just his name that they call him at work, and my husband, of course, had no idea until he got home, and I tried to tell Cupcake not to tell my husband, but of course they did, and now all his co-workers just think I'm crazy.
That is a very Loren move.
I still get made fun of it today, but it's all funny now, so we're good.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It is hilarious, and I just love the fact that you were all ready to confront Cupcake.
And it was just a guy, and I was speechless. I didn't know what to say to him.
Did you ever say anything on the phone, or did you end up hanging up?
No, she begged him not to tell.
I asked him, I was like, oh, so do you have a girlfriend? And he said, yeah. And I was like, well, maybe she's cheating on you with my husband.
Still trying to peel back the layer.
He said, who's your husband? I said, oh, and I said my husband's name. He's like, oh, no, I work with him, and that's what they call me, and blah, blah, blah. He said, this is going to be a great conversation, and he busted out laughing, and I was just like, this is not funny no more.
Oh, my God.
I'm so mad.
But now it's funny, and we appreciate you texting and sharing your story on the phone with us.
Thank you.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Oh my God, I love her.
I like Cupcake.
Yeah.
Because there's a story there too, why he got the name Cupcake. 100%. And it's not because he makes good ones.
All right, so Jimmy Fallon, he was interviewing Jessica Biel, and he dug up some shade that she threw on NSYNC, which, of course, her husband was part of NSYNC, Justin Timberlake. Well, in 1999, she did an interview where she said, I don't think I own any of their CDs. I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I guess they're cool. And then she went on to say that she tried to backpedal and say, like, hey, then I kind of lived under a rock. I didn't do the whole pop culture thing. But she says even today, the only track that she knows is Bye Bye Bye.
And that's so great.
Yeah, it's so funny. Speaking of tracks, Selena Gomez just dropped a diss track, another one to Justin Bieber.
Yeah, late on the show yesterday, she dropped one. This is a different one?
Yes. So yesterday at midnight, she did Lose You to Love Me. And then last night at midnight, this is going to be like an empowerment anthem. It's called Look at Her Now. Trust that isn't way down. Of course she was sad, but now she's glad she dodged a bullet. Took a few years to soak up the tears, but look at her now. Watch her go.
Look at her now. Watch her go. Who are we looking at? Are we looking at Hailey Baldwin Bieber, or are we looking at Selena?
No, we're looking at Selena.
Okay.
I know. I'm like, did you not hear the lyrics?
Yeah, look at her now.
No, before that,
what
at
was
the
said?
Beginning. Play it again. Nuh-uh. Play the very beginning part.
This is going to land us in a meeting, but here we go. Trust that isn't way down. Of course she was sad, but now she's glad she dodged a bullet. Okay.
You got it. Okay. She dodged the bullet. That was Bieber.
Okay.
All right. I just, you know. All right. Anyway.
Sorry we're not as, we don't pick up like you guys do.
I literally sat there. There's a video out for it, too, and Selena Gomez looks smoking hot in it. And I was pausing it, like, every second because the lyrics come up at the bottom, and I wanted to see exactly what they all said. Okay, so it looks really like... It looks like Vin Diesel is going to be, or he is on the set of Fast and Furious 9, but he's got a special guest with him, and it's Cardi B.
Hmm.
So Cardi B is going to be in this movie. Now, she didn't say anything about her role in the film, but she did say that she's tired and she cannot wait.
Okay.
And Meghan Markle is hoping that after speaking out against the British tabloids that things will get a little smoother for her after she says, you know, the constant negativity affects her. She's hoping that they back down a little now.
Okay. All right. What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
So I told you earlier today that Mariah Carey's song All I Want for Christmas Is You is already climbing the charts. So people have Christmas on their mind. And of course, every year there is personalized wrapping paper that you can get where you upload a picture of your loved ones or your kids' faces. And, you know, you can have their face on the wrapping paper. Now, I think this is fun, especially when you're trying to, instead of putting the little tags on your kids' gifts, you can just put their faces on it instead of then they know which ones are theirs.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's adorable. So it takes a while to get, of course, because it's custom, but we'll have that information for you up at kiss951.com.
Roy, remember when Loren mentioned Kmart in her What Loren Likes earlier in the weekend?
Yeah.
We were like, Kmart, are they even around anymore?
They're closed, right?
They've got an online store.
Well, I don't know if they have an online store or a brick-and-mortar store in Australia.
I think there's still a few brick-and-mortars left.
This is in Australia, but a mom started a petition at change.org to pull a kid's costume from Kmart because she says, quote, it's beyond inappropriate.
Hmm.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
And we're talking about kids here. I'd like to open it up for discussion with all of us coming up in less than 6 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. We are very interested in Loren's opinion on this, and yours, by the way. But Kmart pulls a certain costume after outrage. The costume was a children's bride costume.
Okay.
Change.org petition was started with thousands of people signing it. And the person who started the campaign said each year, 12 million children are sold off by their family without their consent. That's 1 million child marriages per month.
Ugh.
And I don't think it's that big of a deal either, Manny, because my nieces wear dresses every day. They love dresses.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I get why they were upset about it, because there is a statistic that you can kind of like loop to it, but like I feel like that's kind of a stretch, because kids dress up all the time in their mom's wedding dresses. They play dress up. Like, I don't know, I just think is like, I mean, at some point, I mean, I think every woman grew up like planning her wedding in her head,
right?
Kmart disagrees. Kmart pulled the bridal costumes off their shelves. you can't buy them anymore, these children bridal costumes. And it's because they were facing pressure from this change.org petition that said you're basically promoted. But by you selling a bridal dress, they make the connection to the fact that that child is going to be kidnapped from your home, put into that dress, and then sold off into someone else's family.
Now, I will say, even though Kmart did pull this off their shelves, they are pulling a bunch of other things off their shelves to liquidate because they're closing. That's not the only thing being pulled.
I bet you the Kmart executives are high-fiving after this, saying, hey!
We got some press.
We got bad press.
It's something.
The hell with it. We got press.
Yeah.
We got press, but I would love to hear from someone because the three of us are pretty sane in here. Sometimes insane, but the three of us are kind of like, even you, Loren, who didn't know about the article. I read the headline and I go, what was the reason? Like, what's the connection?
Right.
They removed, Kmart removed these children's bridal gowns because the woman who did the change.org petition says that how many?
I'm reading the article now. It's 12 million children
are sold
and married off from their families without their consent.
I wonder where that's happening.
I mean, everywhere, I'm sure it happens. Yeah, that happens in other countries all the time.
I understand that there's a thing called sex trafficking, and I understand that there's something called kidnapping, but I'm not familiar with 12 million people being sold off to marriage.
That's a lot of places have, like, quote unquote, arranged marriages. When children are underage, you already get paired with somebody that you're going to marry when you become of age or whatnot.
Indian friends have that, okay, but you know what?
But their daughters are not consenting to that.
I get that, but this is Australia. The Indian families are marrying they're marrying off other Indian people.
And that's their culture.
If I showed up to an Indian wedding, they'd be like, where did he come from? Where'd she meet him? Oh, he got sold into sex traffic.
You're saying that
you're missing it.
You're saying that because it's in Australia, you don't understand why they're pulling it.
Maybe that. Yeah, I understand that sex trafficking is something from around the world. Don't get me wrong. I just don't understand. I can't be alone in not knowing that 12 million kids are kidnapped and then sold off to marriage. That's what they're saying.
But that it happens. That happens.
So there's 12 million people out there that are married to someone, and 12 million people have no idea where that love story started.
Are you saying you don't understand the number?
I
don't understand you at all right now.
I know.
I'm off the wedding thing right now, and I'm blown away at the fact that you say that this article says 12 million people are married into a family where they don't want to be married into because they were dragged out of, like, kidnapped.
Nobody's saying.
Wait, do you understand that?
Well,
like,
some of them are kidnapped.
I understand that, like, 12 million also is probably a pretty low number in comparison to what's probably really happening.
No, Roy, 12 million kids are taken out of their home and married off to someone who they don't want to be married to.
100%. I think it's probably more than that.
That is such a huge. And I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm blown away. I had no idea, because I feel like at a wedding, the story is told, the love story. Where did you guys meet? Oh, she was kidnapped and given to me. What?
Okay, but I think they might be lumping numbers together, but 980 just texted in and said that sex trafficking, of course, is a really touchy subject, and that's awful. But as for, like, arranged marriages, that's people's culture, so there could be a slippery slope there.
I understand that. I told you this. I know I have Indian friends who are married because it was an arranged marriage. I get that. And they're very happy, by the way, but they know where each other came from.
Yeah, but it's still even though they're happy with it, there's still no consent. It's still not
right.
It's still not good.
Different story though, Roy.
Even though they accept it, the world is looking over there going, that ain't great.
I get that. That's a cultural thing. That's a different story.
Right.
Their love story, even though it's not the one that they wrote.
But there are a lot of loveless marriages that way too, because they're just arranged that way. And had those people been given the opportunity to marry somebody else, they may have.
And we're just talking about, like, by the way, we're just talking about the good stories of the actual good arranges. But I'm sure there's millions of kids that are arranged marriages in quotes, and it's not an arranged marriage.
Right.
It's human trafficking.
Look at you, Kmart, starting a heated debate on our show.
Drug trafficking. It's
totally understand all that.
Yeah.
I get it. But I just, the reason why this conversation is even happening is because the kids' bridal gown has been taken off the shelves in Kmart.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Mania Roy, the Red Morning Show. And man, has it been heated since we've been
last on. It is volatile in this studio right now.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about how Kmart pulled a kid's bridal costume after a woman started a change.org petition. She called the costume beyond inappropriate, which when we first discussed this and first started talking about it, the three of us in this room all agreed that that was a little harsh, beyond appropriate for a child's bridal costume.
Oh, I still think that. I think it's okay for children to wear.
Right.
My niece loves wearing dresses.
And it's a lot of women's dream, yes, to dress and be the lovely bride at their wedding.
I can see how it's offensive, though.
I can, too. And I think you have to take into consideration what culture it's being worn in. Yeah. Like here in the United States, it might be fine for a little girl to wear that.
Yes. So this was in Australia. The costume included a white wedding gown and a headband with a veil, and it was pulled 2 days after the backlash from the petition launched at change.org. And the reason why it was pulled was because a woman named Shannon B., who launched the petition at change.org, wanted to remind Kmart that it had to be socially responsible to uphold what she says, in quotes, each year 12 million kids are sold off by their family without their consent. That's 1 million child marriages per month. I'm here shocked by that number. And apparently everybody else thinks that I'm clueless to the fact what goes on in the world. And I want to make it clear. I understand that kids are kidnapped and kids are forced to do things without their consent. And as a father of two, one a daughter, that is an absolute travesty. And I can't imagine the world that I would be in if that ever happened to me or my 100%. Child, okay?
Yeah.
What the number is shocking to me is the marriages, is that these kids are sold off. She's saying, according to this petition, 12 million kids are sold off by their family without their consent, .. That's 1 million child marriages per month. That number is shocking to me, that these kids are getting married.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
Okay. I'm glad that you cleared that up, because I think what it sounded like before was that you didn't believe that number, that you were saying that that was fake news. And I know you, and I know that's not the case. So I'm glad that you cleared that up.
And I also don't want to lump it all together. Like, it's not just one big thing.
Which
we're talking
they kind
specifically
of did in that article.
The
article
talking specifically about child marriages.
Right. 704 did text in as well and said arranged marriages and selling off children are two different things. I am in an arranged marriage and I'm happily married for 15 years, but it does happen where little girls are sold off as well.
Shocking.
Let's talk with Anonymous in Charlotte. You study child psychology. Can you shed some light on this?
Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Yes. It is, yes. And it's very unfortunate. It is a very unfortunate cultural practice that they do mostly in the Middle Eastern area of the world. So what it is, and perhaps where the 12 million number is coming from, is because this happens a lot in the villages, in the small areas, the small villages, where children, you know, 1, 2, and 5 girls are being, married, as maybe 5, 6 years old. Mm. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of those Middle Eastern cultures believe in multiple marriages. So you're talking about multiple girls being married to one person. What is even more unfortunate is that these little girls are married into 30, 40-year-old yes, men. So, you know, you have those rates. And I think that's where those rates are coming from. It's a very, very, very sad situation.
It is. I think the number's low, to be honest, Anonymous.
I do, too. For being a worldwide number, I think that's pretty low.
I think it's pretty low. I mean, because we're not talking about marriages, Manny, like where it's down the aisle, they've rented out the local church, and they've paid for a DJ, and there's right, photographers and a wonderful catered dinner. I mean, that's not what we're dealing with at all. We're talking about something like what she said, where it's one guy with 10 kids.
And unfortunately, a lot of times it is a business transaction. You know what I mean? It's a powerful family who's looking to join this powerful family. And that, I mean,
yeah,
it's just, it's really unfortunate that it happens, but it is unfortunately a fact of the world right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to blow up. We're supposed to do something formatically. We're just going to keep going with this. Hi, Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on the Meanie, Roy, and Lorenz show. Go ahead.
Hey, is it me?
Yes, yeah. That is you.
There's a lot of anonymouses okay. on the phone, and I don't know why y'all don't want to use your name. I mean, unless you're involved in this, why wouldn't yeah. you just be proud about your conversation? But go ahead.
Okay, so I'll start by saying, you know, I see both sides. I had a Halloween costume when I was a kid that was a bride, and I loved it. I wore it all the time, and fortunately, I was never in a situation where I was sold off into a marriage, but... you know, I think, Mani, when you were shocked about the marriage piece, you know, there's a thing called Stockholm Syndrome as well, where someone who is kidnapped or sold off to a situation like that, for some reason psychologically, becomes an alliance to their captor or to the person who's kidnapped them and can fall in love with them and want to protect them. And so I think maybe when you were shocked, you know, there's an element that can happen in those cases as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of familiar with that aspect of it. I guess there's different stories, like Elizabeth Smart, for instance, right? Wasn't she a young woman who was kidnapped right out of her own home by someone who worked on her home, a handyman? And she actually, like, would protect him in situations. I think the police, if I have the story right, police came up to her and she denied that she was who she was. To protect yeah. the guy that kidnapped her. I get that happens, but Anonymous, my thing is, based on the fact that Kmart's pulling these children's bridal costumes, it's just you're right, I have the vision in my head of this little 7-year-old walking down the aisle, and she doesn't want to marry the groom, and the groom's parents are sitting on one side, and nobody's thinking to themselves, like, hey, what's their love story? Like, what? You know what I mean? And I apologize for getting people riled up. And that's the the vision I had in my head. And I couldn't get past that.
This is another Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Mani Roar of the Room Morning Show.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. And my name is Felicia. I don't care. You can use my name.
Felicia.
What I was going to say is, you know, it is a really big problem. And you see it more overseas. I want to say maybe a year ago, there was a whole village of girls that were kidnapped from a school, and those girls have never been recovered. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, married off to, like, and, you know, like, the kidnappers, like, sold them off to, like, other people. And then also, like the other caller said, in, like, I did a paper on this, like, in Middle Eastern countries, women, girls are considered property. So, you know, they'll, you know, when they need money, they'll sell off of a daughter to, you know, a little 5-year-old to some nasty, excuse my French, nasty 70-year-old man, mm-hmm. you know, who is walking around with a child on their arm. And then when you bring it back to America, think about some of the cults that are in, like, the Utah area where they're marrying, like, little girls, like, you know, little kids.
Yeah, we for sure have it in America, too. Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, so, you know, don't forget about the people who are doing that, too. Those little girls don't know any better. You know, they're in a cult. They're being, you know, sort of inundated with that information. You know, that's okay. But,
Felicia, you seem passionate about this.
Oh, man.
And you should be passionate about this. We all should be passionate about this. What's your thoughts, though, on the bridal costume? Would you have an issue if it was sold at a store here? This one's sold in Australia.
You know what? With the bridal costume, like, no. I mean, you can loosely attach anything to anything. I think it's more so, like, I think her getting the message out there, but taking it out of the store, like, no. I mean, I used to put, you know, white towels around my body, and that was my wedding dress when I was growing up.
Good for
you.
You
know, I'm good.
Yeah. Thanks, Felicia. One more, because she's been on hold.
All right, Krista and Charlotte, welcome to the Mani Roar in the Rim Morning Show. What would you like to say?
I just want to say that this is a problem in the United States, too. There's been documentaries, not just with the Eastern culture, but with ours, where families are allowing children to be married to their abusers, too.
Yeah, no, it definitely happens here.
Thanks,
as well.
Krista.
And Mani and I, you know, we hosted a fashion show not too long ago, and their whole premise was sex trafficking and people being, you know, sold off and
locally.
Whatnot. Yeah. So it does happen here in America, but I it's not, you know, it's definitely a big problem here. But I think the majority of that number is coming from other countries.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad. It's sad. And I like I said before, I'll say it again. I know people personally. I have Indian friends who are in arranged marriages. More than one set of Indian friends who are in arranged marriages.
And they love it.
Perfectly happy with each other.
And that's what somebody texted in and said. That's completely different than like marrying off your kid for a business deal.
It was almost like when I talked to them, because you know me, I ask about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, what were your thoughts when you first saw each other? Like, well, we knew each other because we grew up in the same area, and it was just known our parents did it, my brothers and sisters did it, and we were going to do it. And it was just kind of like, that's just the way it was. Right. And we're happy.
I think we all get confused because you told that, and then we thought you were looping. Is everyone looping that statistic in with this?
Yeah.
It's a lot of different things going on.
I appreciate everyone traveling down the road and educating me and educating hopefully other people out there too, because a lot of people texted in also and said, you know, they're glad that we're having the conversation about that. So there'll definitely be a blog up about that today at kiss951.com with all sorts of information. You can be assured I'm going to blog about this today. Post Malone now. This is the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the home of the Grave Diggers Ball, y'all, and it's coming up. You're days away, and Lorenz still doesn't have her costume.
I don't. I got to work on it today.
Yeah, today is my costume day as well. I'll have to drive all across town.
What do you know? I know what you're doing. Did you find an answer to your issue?
Okay, so get this. I'm going to be Charlie Brown
from
the cartoon. And the one that I bought online, it looks like a dang heart machine. The squiggly, the black squiggly lines with Charlie Brown's stomach. There's like 50 of them. And I get it. I'm a bit bigger, so they had to make more lines to fit my belly. But it still looks weird. So I know I'm going to be like getting...
I think it looked fine, right?
Get felt, and I'm going to be cutting things and gluing it. And
you're being nice.
I'm not being
nice. I was being honest with Roy. I saw the picture, and I said, there's just something not right. And it was...
It looks like someone scribbled on me.
Charlie Brown's on his shirt has two squiggly, like a mountain, two mountains that
points
go up and down, right?
Right.
Roy had 20, and it did. It looked like an EKG machine.
That's with the heart attack sign. Yeah, wasn't good.
Yeah, somebody was going to give him CPR. If you pushed Roy's shirt, this is what happened.
So I'm now going to be finding a yellow shirt and getting felt and I guess gluing it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sewing it on.
It'll be good. Are you going to do your hair too? You got a bald cap with the squiggly hair?
No.
I'm not going
but Sterling's
going
to be Snoopy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we got his little costume and tail in the mail.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is Dallas dressing up?
I don't know. I think his costume will depend heavily on mine.
I think I got one for you.
Okay.
I meant to text you this yesterday, but I'll just tell you now.
Okay.
You know what's kind of cool is a whole bunch of female astronauts just did the first female astronaut walk in space. Go as an astronaut. This way, the weather doesn't cooperate.
Yeah, that's true.
At least you're dry in an astronaut suit.
Yeah, that's
put
true.
Put the damn helmet on and...
I know. I think Dallas does want to do like a couple's costume though.
So both be astronauts.
Well, then that's not the whole female thing.
Well, he could be the moon and you can walk on it.
Okay,
what's the
there
difference?
You go. I like that. He can be the moon.
I just like Loren in her costume where she's like, hey, we're hosting the party. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Gravediggers Ball. I'm your astronaut host. Get your tickets now, you guys, at kiss951.com. Diplo's going to be there. Thousands of dollars in the costume contest, which, by the way, we need you to start getting there at 6 p.m. You have to register for the costume contest between 6 and 8 p.m.
Yep, get there early.
We'll see you uptown for the Gravediggers Ball. Get your tickets at kiss951.com, or you can win them tomorrow morning at 8:35 with Truth or Taser.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.